What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
California joins 21 other states in lobbying another lawsuit against President Donald Trump. The latest legal salvo is over the Trump administration's attempt to force states to give up the personal data of people receiving SNAP benefits. California's attorney general says it's understood that providing their personal information to the state, SNAP recipients can expect that their personal information will not be used for unrelated purposes. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, what would the administration use this info for, although I think I know the answer already?
Well, the idea is to keep an eye on things supposedly going around the country, you know, to look out for fraud and such like that. The reality is that it would be a tool to help sort of root out people who are here without documentation, here illegally. That is the goal of the Trump administration. Now, here's a little bit of the irony of this, Eric, is that, you know, supposedly, if you're here undocumented, you're not supposed to be on the SNAP program. SNAP program is basically what we used to call food stamps. And then about 13% of the population in California is on them, and what we're talking here is they're going to try to freeze the funding on that unless that personal information, addresses and such like that, are related to the feds for their inspection. The real issue here, it's not this program per se, and is that the feds are starting to go into databases on a number of state and federal agencies to sift out who's here with legally and who's here not. And that is, there's going to be a number of different fronts. I think the next one's going to be the Department of Motor Vehicles, because California issues and other states issue driver's license to people here who are here illegally. And the feds are going to start taking a look at that. And that's where you're going to start seeing a lot of more fights over this issue of who gets access to what information.
I mean, Big Brother just seems to be getting bigger. And this is a lot of information that we all have that a lot of us want to keep private. The interesting thing I thought was that the USDA, so SNAP's already described by the USDA as having the most rigorous quality control system. But then now they want their data.
Yeah, they do. And there's a question here about, okay, under California law, sanctuary law, we don't want to be sharing our data with the feds, or at least California sanctuary law says that we can't assist the feds. In other words, police can't help with immigration raids and such, and that we don't ask people what their immigration status is. The inverse of that is if we don't, is the data that we say that has that we asked available to the feds? Can they come in and say, okay, we're not asking you to help us. We're not asking for anything. We just want the information. They're going after people in jails with that idea. They're going, and now they're moving into food stamp programs. And I said, the next one's going to be DMV. Another one's going to be the tax office, because a number of people here who are here illegally are working and paying taxes. Can the feds go look at that? Yes, you can say it's Big Brother, but Margie, Big Brother already exists. I mean, our personal information is pretty much either being watched by the feds or sold by Google. I mean, the idea of personal privacy is you know, going the way of the dodo bird. But the idea of what we're seeing here is the Trump administration wants to do its deportations on a massive level. People agree that people who are criminals should be taken out of the country, but it's not polling well, these raids, these immigration raids. So they've got to try to figure out a way to get people to leave on their own. And if you can squeeze on the services, that can send a message and have people say it's not safe to be here anymore.
Yeah, Phil, you mentioned the crux of this, which is during the campaign, Trump said he was going to deport the millions of violent criminals. But what does this say about what he said about the number of people who were violent criminals?
Exactly. Well, it says they're not probably near the number that he was saying. Absolutely, Eric, you're right. They aren't near the number of what he's saying. And that's where the stumbling is on the administration, because people don't like what they are seeing, how he's delivering or not delivering. We're not seeing the violent criminals go out in the numbers that he's talking about. Instead, we're seeing people getting picked up at the Home Depot, which is a different image and a different idea that folks had. So he's got himself a problem. You know, I'm not going to give – you can't give points to Trump for his how he administers things, because half the time it's, you know, catch can or a headline here, a headline there, and little consistency. But when you start mining into these databases, that could set up a system on itself that would sort of put a chilling effect on people with a lot broader net.
Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS Insider Phil Mateer.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.